Good morning, Rabboisai. Rabboisai, this is amazing. Burich Hashem, B-U-R-I-C-H. My son Zevi became a chassan last night. Zevi is the one that learns in Eretz Yisrael and came to a few shiurim live in RBS and attended the siyum at the Kaisel. But of course, even if it's 2 a.m. after the L'chaim, after a long, happy day, there's no going to sleep without completing the daf. We always share in Simchas, this is the chassan. After the L'chaim at 2 a.m., Rabboisai. Yishkoyach, thank you. Oh, okay. Avremi Cohen. This is the first time that he's enjoyed the dentist. There's a screen in the ceiling, and here he is somehow. We're like that. Okay. Rabboisai, we still have a couple of Gemaras left over here in the Beis Medrash. Mesechtas Tainus, Art Scrolls, and Mesiftas. If you know somebody that wants to join the shir, Avi, is this you? This is not your car. Can I tell the Olam what happened to your car? I can't tell the Olam. He bought a brand new Tesla, and less than two hours, a motorcycle hit him. This is it. Less than 2 hours. This is not his Tesla, but the Olam in Teslas is doing... Do you do the daf in the Tesla? That's why you got into an accident. These are the representatives of Waterbury. Waterbury have 30 guys, Rabboisai, Yisrael Moshe Weinrib on the left, Chaim Gwertzman on the right. Yeah, left, right. Okay, here we go. 30 guys in Waterbury. Who? F-277?
Yeah.
Get over here, F-277. Shalom Aleichem. Murad told me I should look out for you. What's your name? Or Nachum. They let Sfardim in Atzala? Wow, unbelievable. Manishma. And what's your name? From where? Menachem Posen from Lakewood, New Jersey. Also from Lakewood? Chas v'shalom. Where are you from? Silver Spring Mirror. What's your name? Matisio? Well. And you?
Yubi Richt.
What is going on here? From where?
Lakewood, New Jersey.
Also, so you guys know each other?
Chavrusas. You're the Rebbe.
Wow. Chavrusas and I'm the Rebbe. Anybody else new in the house here? Somebody. Oh, and the two brothers from 4 days in a row traveling from Yerushalayim to come to the live shir. Unbelievable. Wow. This is what Atzala gave out to the Olam. So you know, you see Gary? Put it over here. No? I don't know. Okay. Oh, here's the Gemara, and here's the cover. Chevra Atzala, or Nachum. This had to do with Atzala, though. Okay, beautiful. Already in. Okay, Givaldic stuff. We got to learn from them. This goes over here. This goes, what? How many? Okay, we have a little bit of time. I'm reading this because of the Miami boys. Dear Rebelli, I've been addicted to your shir since I started, thanks to my brother and your Talmud, Max Aquinin. And it's one of the highlights of my day. My family wonders why I hear his shir and laugh out loud during my learning time. To me, it's unreal that I come home once it's Shabbos and sit down to listen to the shir. A shir, that's what he writes, on a Saturday night. Thank you for all you do, and especially for keeping inspiration alive. Look how he wrote it. First he wrote, come home Matzei Shabbos and sit down to listen to the shir. On Matzei Shabbos he learns Torah. But he doesn't do other things on Saturday night. It's too short. You have to be medayik. Thank you for all that you do, and especially making inspiration alive. Not easy these days. Looking forward to seeing you in person the week of December 12th. Oive, that's the week we're going to London. You better be here on the 12th, because on the 14th we're out of here. I'm coming to see my kids. Looking forward to coffee and great cheer. Mark Aquinin. You know the guy? Nice guy. Okay. This must be a Karlina Chassid. Simcha Shmuel Solomon says that the Karlina Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Elimelech Perlau, he went back during World War II to his Hasidim Karlin so he could be with them. He said, it's not fair that they are suffering and he should be in America. Was noch? Okay, maybe we should go to the sponsors. Although, here we have from today's sponsor, Eli Adler. Maybe I can read this, it's very long. In honor of the chasana today of his son Yitzi Adler, to Chevy Goldsmith from Bitari Lit, should be built by his name of Yisrael. He left Yeshiva 30 years ago, made daf his main limud. He did a few cycles, but never really completed. He kept on falling off the bandwagon in different mesechtas. So therefore, independently, two people from the shir, wow, Hillel Abrams and Zevi Shuper got him into the shir. Wow. I admit I wasn't hooked straight away. The shir grew on me. Now, 18 months later, he never missed a shir. It's two pages, this one. Instead of trying to catch up, he has a chabur, daf yomi chabur, they agreed as a whole. It's about the daf. It's not about the daf, it's about the yomi, so they skip ahead. All right, blah, blah, blah. Avi Factor's house. He's at all the siyumim. Da 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 da. Kol tov, Eli Adler. Okay, Givaldik. And here we go. Oh, need to do some of the sponsors here. What's that? Really? Nachum Seltzer on. What are you talking about? You are the shir. I'm just sitting next to you. He pushed. He doesn't have. Nothing to do with this shit. All right, yeah. What socks were you wearing, Tzadik? Don't tell me boring black socks. But you did. You didn't do it in that studio they have. In America, you did it. Oh, in the local studio. Okay, fine. Any diamond. Mesechtas Tainus is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families. Refuah Shleima from Miriam Esther Bas Dvaira. Parnas Achoydesh. Kislev. Sponsored by Yoili. Lili Nishmas, his father, sister, and Shver. The Parnas HaKoylel for the whole entire month. Chaim from Lakewood. You know him probably, but I'm not going to tell you his name. Rabbi said you could sponsor a day, you could sponsor an hour. The idea was that everybody should be involved. Did the guy call you up yesterday? He chickened out. This is big news about the Koylel also. Okay, fine. Parnas HaKoydesh, another Parnas HaKoydesh. Reuven Klein for Nechama Bas Kolev, his mother. The Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannes Sabzidia and Crispin Benazara families, and Shlomo Nazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. By Yaakov Soled, my mother's Yartzel Nishmas, Rivka Bas Mordechai. Mickey Aboff, in commemoration of the Yartzel today, my beloved father, Jack Aboff, Yaakov Tzvi, Ben Reb Yoina Gedalia, dedicated his life to making Kiddush Hashem. He devoted his life to make, yeah. Eli Adler, we said already. Morty Hershkovitz, in honor of my father, Yehuda Hershkovitz, who's a big fan of this year. In honor of my father, Yehuda Hershkovitz, Stam, out of the blue, big fan of this year. In honor of Yo Bergman, otherwise known as the CEO from Chicago, on his 16th birthday. Chof Kislev, if you're on Zoom, you must know who Yo Bergman is. May he keep growing your limud Torah and avodas Hashem. May he be zoich to finish Shas many times with the Chavirim and MDY by your proud family. Avodasai, here we are on Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, today's Yud Beis. Unbelievable. Guess we have two from Lakewood, from Springfield, from, where are you from? Flatbush? Silver Spring. Where's Silver Spring? Maryland. Yeah, okay. And from Flatbush, F277. Nice. You're on their group, the whole group?
Yeah.
How many people do they have in that group today? We're going to check. No, they have more than 200. I think the group is closed. There's another one. We'll find that in a second. Anyway, I think we have to finish the one line here that we stopped smack in the middle. The Gemara's question was, what big day begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the miluim? Did he wear his regular weekday clothes? So Gemara says no, there were white clothes. How many? 256 means the group is closed. That's all you can have in a WhatsApp group, 256. Beautiful. The group that started probably 2.5 months ago is completely closed. We'll talk about them a different time. Rav Kahana master, two lines from the bottom. It doesn't have a hem. In other words, the beged that Moshe Rabbeinu wore was made from one thread, which means that the sleeve, instead of the way we build clothes today, you make a sleeve and then you stitch it to the beged, not the bigdei kuhuna. So we shouldn't be in a chashash that somebody's hiding something. They made it one thread and just kept on going. That's why it was a very hard thing to know how to do. And that's what he's saying here. Rav Kahana says, in fact, it was a beged, like Bigdei Kahuna, a beged lover. Omer Rav Chisda, top of Yud Beis Omed Aleph. Ha damers misanim l'shois, v'hu shleitam klum ad ha'erev. This that we said la'alochot, pats me yesterday. You could make a fast, if provided that you accept upon yourself to fast for a few hours, if you do that beforehand, then you could say aneinu, it counts as a fast. Says Rav Chisda, that if a person accepted upon himself to fast for a half a day, all the way up until midday, let's say, says Rav Chisda, but he has to continue until the night. So what's the obvious question? Then he did a regular fast. He did a full day fast. What's the big kiddush? That's a biased question. Only a bayo tainus malyusi. That's a regular fast. He accepted upon himself to fast up until 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but you have to continue all the way to shkia. Okay, so that's a regular fast. Says the Gemara, leitzricha adim lechim luche. What's going on here is that he didn't accept upon himself to fast until 12 o'clock. What happened was he wasn't hungry. He skipped breakfast. All of a sudden, 12 o'clock comes along. He says, wait a minute. Shkia is in another 4.5 hours or so. I might as well just fast. Oh, that's the case. That's the chiddush here. That he accepted upon himself midday. That's the thing. And then if he did a whole day, it's counted as a fast. V'omer Rav Chisda, kol tainus shalishaka olav chama, lav shmei tainus. Says Rav Chisda, you need to make it up to the night. Shkia, tzitzik kachavim, call it what you want, up to nighttime. So here's a very interesting question. Bezer Hashem, December 14th, I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael early in the morning, on a fast day. On the fast. So, think about it. You all know the answer. You think you know the answer. I'm going to land in London, which is 2 hours after Eretz Yisrael, I think. Something like that. And
2 hours.
2 hours. You already did the research? When do I break my fast? Could I break my fast on the plane? Because it's Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. Or I need to wait until London. So you're all going to say, oh, you have to wait until London, of course. But here's the shaila. I never eat that stuff. Don't worry about it. So there's a sefer called Pri Elio by Rabbi Elio Zlatnik, who's nifter, I don't know, 40 years ago or so. He writes that perhaps a fast only has to be 12 hours, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. Very interesting. If a person has a tainus chaloim, he has to fast for 12 hours. So if he wakes up in the afternoon and he wants to get rid of his fast, fast all the way into the night, till 12 o'clock at night. It's a 12-hour thing. And he brings another raya. What if you're in the North Pole or somewhere, I don't know, somewhere there's no sun, there's no shkia, so what, he's going to fast forever? Fast 12 hours. So you're on a plane. It doesn't mean till shkia. It just means fast from the morning till the evening. Maybe that's the pshat. So it says, l'chari, that's right. That's how he says. L'chari, you can break your fast on the plane. He says, there's another issue that you're going to be Parish Men Atzibur, you're going to come to London, and you're all this, and they're fasting. That's why you should break your fast in London. But otherwise, not. All right? But I thought it was very interesting that this is a concept of 12 hours, not just Shkia, literally like the Gemara says. Oh, also a big problem. That, so l'chaira, then you do break it when it's so, but why? You don't have the 12 hours, but that's okay. If you don't have a day that's 12 hours, so you fast whatever from morning to evening, and then it so happened to be, he doesn't go into it so much. He starts off his question with it and doesn't answer, and I was like wondering the same thing. But l'chaira, you could break your fast even though it's less than 12 hours. Well, but we're not in England. We're starting in Eretz Yisrael. We're asking this question. Yeah, in England it's less than 12 hours. Fine. Let's go back to what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All this doesn't matter. Fine. Bottom line is we're going to break our fast in England. We're taking a... I would rather physically, taivadically, I would rather go on a ski trip right now. I haven't been skiing for a bunch of years. I'd rather, instead of go to England, I'd rather jump on a snowboard somewhere. So we're taking one for the team. We'll take another one. A couple more hours fasting. Not the end of the world. Now the Gemara is going to bring a series of questions that say the word tainus. Tainus means that he's fasting. And here, what does it say? Anshei Mishmar. Mishmar, again, the Koyhanim are divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 groups. Each Mishmar grabs a week. Each week, they break it down to the days. You have 1,000 families, let's say, per group. Each day, they break that into 6 days. Fine. Anshei Mishmar, they fast. V'loy mashlimim. They have to work hard in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of korbanos, a lot of schlepping. They don't fast the whole fast. But what does the Gemara call it? Misanin. It doesn't say they don't fast and they break their fast. It says misanim. They fasted and they don't finish. So you see that if you do a half a day, it's also considered a fast. So why does Rav Chisda say that if you didn't make it to the end of the day, it's not considered a fast at all? It says Gemara, Hasam l'tzari nafshe ba'almu. These koyhanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not really fasting. It's fake. They're just trying to be together with the tzibur that I did, that we had yesterday. Klai Yisrael's fasting. We're going to pretend that we're in the same, not pretend, we're going to be in the same tzar as Klai Yisrael, but we're not being mekayim any mitzvah of tainus at all, and we're going to break it. Toshma, Domer Rebelezer, Eliezer ben Tzadik, Ani b'mnei bonav shel Snov ben Binyamin. I'm from Snov ben Binyamin. Now, Rashi explains, the famous mice over there, there was no wood in the Beis HaMikdash, and certain families, they ran and donated from their own private wood for the Beis HaMikdash, so they gave them a special thing that once a year, they bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you bring your wood, and it's very special, because no matter how much wood is piled up in the Beis HaMikdash, this Snov family comes in with their wood, and we use their wood on the spot. It's a yontif. When you bring a carbon, it's like a yontif. Rashi brings other interesting halachas that we learned, and it was fascinating. This is a halacha that I remember thinking that is unbelievable. You know, when you bring a mincha, you take a kmitza, you go like this, and you put it on the mizbeach. There's a sheet over there, menachas, and Rashi brings it here. You go like this to the wood. You take a little bit of wood. Remember that? It was peladik. You take wood as a kmitza. You need two pieces. Okay. So he says, listen to this. I'm a descendant of Snov. And even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, this special day, whatever day it happens to be, that the family of Snov got Tes B'Av. One day after Tisha B'Av is their special day. Okay? Yud B'Av. Upa machas chal Tisha B'Av liyos b'Shabbos. Now, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'tichinu lachar Shabbos, so they pushed off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. V'saninu boy v'lo yishlamnu. So, but a big problem, we have a dilemma. We have a Tisha B'Av nitcha on Sunday, and we have our big yontif. This is the day we bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. What should we do here? Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's a big yontif. Nobody should be standing over there. Come on, get a seat somewhere. That was you, Avrami, in the chair? How are your teeth? They good? The dentist joined. The dentist joined. So is he going to show it constantly on the ceiling? Unbelievable. So you want a Gemara? We have Gemaras for him. Grab a Gemara, seriously. Tomer, give him a Gemara. So again, Nachamal, the Lashon. We made a fast. We fasted. We didn't finish the fast. So half a day fast. But also, think about this halacha. On Tisha B'Av, imagine. On Tisha B'Av, say, Rabbanan, it's Tisha B'Av. But I have a yontif today. My family celebrates a yontif on Yud of every year. I understand there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. We're not doing this. We're going to fast a little bit. But we're going to celebrate. We're going to have a whole thing going. It's our yontif. Over there, it's called a tainus, but it's not a real tainus. A real tainus means, according to Rav Chisda, you make it all the way to the evening. Okay. Over there, they were just showing tzar together with Klai Yisrael. Everybody's fasting on Tisha B'Av. We're also going to pretend that we're fasting at least for a bit. Toshma Adam Rabbi Yochanan, Ehei B'taininus Ad Shavi L'Beisi. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm going to be in a tainus again, a lashon of tainus, just for a few hours until I make it home. Says Gemara, "Some shamuti nafshei mibein esiu da'avad." Interesting halacha. I didn't have a chance to get into it. If it's why it's not gneivas das, he did not want to participate in a suda with the nasi. It was too much for him. He didn't want to be matriachim. Whatever it was, he told the nasi, "Today I'm fasting." What he meant is, I'm fasting for half an hour until I get home. I live down the block. I'm fasting. It's a little bit of a trick. But he couldn't tell the Nasi, I'm not fasting, because the whole trick is that he's telling him, I'm fasting. So use the lashon of fasting, even though it's not a real fast. Okay, go in. It's not a good idea to make up lies like this, or whatever it is. Over here, for whatever reason, again, I was thinking I have to look into it, and I forgot about it. He had to, whatever his reason, he had a good reason, and it was not considered gneivas das. Omer Shmuel, Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva the Gebrox, then he actually couldn't eat Gebrox. So now every day, every Tuesday for the rest of his life, he, yeah. But that's Gnevas Das. Gnevas Das means I'm tricking somebody. He thinks I'm really fast. It's trickery. That's exactly Gnevas Das. That you're not lying. What you're saying is true, but the guy thinks that what you're saying is something else. Kol Taina Shalai Kibel Olam Mabayoyim. Omar Shmuel. Kol Taina Shalai Kibel Olam Mabayoyim. Lav Shmei Tainas. When it comes to Tainas, you must accept the fast beforehand, the day before. Vi Yosef Mai. What happens if you go ahead and you fast as is? Omar Rav Rashilo, Domi Lemapucho de Mal Yaziko. This is a Mapucho. What is this called in Hebrew? In English, I mean? A bellows. It's full of air. Full of cold air. This is garnished. Your tainus is worthless. Emas Mikabale. When exactly are you Mikabal of fast? Rav Omar Bimincha. Ushmuel Omar Bitfilas Mincha. Rav says Bimincha means the time that we daven mincha. What time is when we daven mincha? Well, why do we do it at mincha? Let's think for a second. Why do we do it at mincha? It needs to be close to the fast, as close as possible. Now, when can we start davening mincha? Mincha g'dayla, 1 o'clock. Today in the kailo, we daven 5 minutes to 1. So shall I accept my fast at 5 minutes to 1? The fast is in 5 hours from now. What do you guys think? It says mincha. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, l'chatchila you shouldn't. It means mincha ketana. It means the final time right before shkia. That's what it means. If you went ahead and you did it by mincha gdaila, also okay. Shmuel Omar b'tfilas ha-mincha. In middle of mincha, what? Yeah. Oh, okay. You're saying the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Shmuel Omar b'tfilas ha-mincha, but in the tfilas ha-mincha when? When are you saying tfilas ha-mincha? Right. But also Zman Mincha. It means the same thing. What's Zman Mincha? When is Zman Mincha? I'm saying. Okay, but L'chaira, it has to be exactly. It goes from Mincha Ketana to Gdaila, but it should be all the way at the tail end. And Shmuel says, in Mincha itself. Now, where do we say it in Mincha? Rabbi, does anybody know? So, again, the Shulchan Aruch, if you're a Svardi, you should say it by Shema Kuleinu. L'chayr, I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch brings Shema Kuleinu. But the Ramah says, and this is, I couldn't find it. I have Nusach Svarit at home. I don't know what happened to it. Somebody must have used it this week. Somebody maybe open up a Nusach Svarit Siddur. See where this tefillah is. This is the tefillah in the art scroll Ashkenaz, and it's brought right here at the end of Shemona Esrei. In other words, before Likai, before you go back, it's still part of Shemona Esrei. But the point of the Ramah is don't make a hafsek. You're saying words there. You're talking, I'm accepting upon myself a tainus that doesn't fit in the middle of Shemona Esrei. It's a hafsek. Do it at the end, but within. Does he do it at the end? At the end. So it's the same thing. Okay. No difference. But I don't know, Svardi Siddur. Now that we have to look also. Yeah, what? At the end. Svardi at the end. We have a bunch of Svardim in the house today. Baruch Hashem. Representative. It used to be only Tomer Levi. Look what you did. It's your fault. Omer Shmuel Omer B'Tfilas Samincha. Omer Rav Yosef, if you say the Shmuel Mustabro. No, seriously, we have 3 Sephardi guests and 3 Ashkenazi guests, right? We have 6 guests total. Who's that guy? Is he new? A little new. What's your name? From where? Mishkafayim? Oh, okay. But you're saying. Enough of them. Why does Svar doesn't look like that? Yeah, please. Can we say the Shmuel Mistabra? Says Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosef, if we say the Shmuel Mistabra, makes sense like Shmuel that it's in Mincha itself. You say it. Dichsid b'Megilas Tainus. Remember that Sefer that we no longer have. It talks about the Tanesim, the days you should treat without hesped. And the only thing that we have left from that Megillah is Chanukah and Purim, or Chanukah and Purim. Okay. Tainus lohem the chesiv megillas tainus lohem kol inish the yesi aloi mikamas deno yesar yesar. So this lashon of yesar means it becomes osur. So if somebody's talking about if somebody accepts upon himself 10 to 20 tanesim, yesar is a lashon. It will become osur. You should make it osur. How? By accepting upon myself. What's accepting upon myself? You have to accept by mincha. You have to accept. Ye Oser. By the way, you can tell that I need your help, Livy, to do the Nakuda. It's terrible. I had to copy and paste. It took me forever. I can't figure it out anymore in this word. But Ye Oser. That's why it's a little off here. Don't pay attention. Ye Oser. It happens by itself. It's going to become Oser. So now look at, look, let's see inside. You have to be mekabel. My love, yeser atzmoi betzloi. L'chayra, oh, a great raya to Shmuel. How are you mekabel? You have to be mekabel in mincha. Loi, yeser atzmoi. It doesn't mean you mekabel mincha. It means even without mincha, without anything, it becomes aser. You can't eat on that day, even if there's a yontif that falls out during those days, as we'll see. So what happened? A guy accepted upon himself 10 tanesim. Yontif falls out on one of those days. He didn't look at the calendar. He said, I'm going to go. Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, let's just go for 10 days. All of a sudden, he realized, oh, there's a tainis, there's a yontif that falls out on the Sheni. It's whatever it is. So, ye aser, it becomes aser all by itself. Says Gemara, please behold the Rebbe Chiyo, Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe. Chad Omar, Yesar, that you have to accept upon yourself the Titus in order for it to become Osir, but Chad Omar, Yesar becomes Osir all by itself. Mad Omar, Yesar, Kidar Minon, that you have to accept upon yourself. Mad Omar, Yesar, Mayi, what does it mean? It be you. It happens by itself. The Sanya be Megillah's Titus. Kol Inish the Yesi Aloy become Asdino. Anybody that comes ahead and he has accepted upon himself a bunch of tanaisim. Yeah, yasser. Ketsad, how? Yochid jikibolo v'sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. By the way, what's the sheni v'chamishi v'sheni? You ever thought about it? What's sheni v'chamishi v'sheni? We do takna. Why? Because the second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he went up on chamishi and came down on sheni. So it has a special significance. Sheni, chamishi, sheni. So a person who accepted upon himself is going to fast. Sheni, chamishi, sheni. Shekal shana kula. Every single sheni v'chamishi is going to fast. And all of a sudden, without realizing, he had a bunch of yom tovim fell out on those shenim chamishis. If he accepted upon himself a fast before they instituted in Megillas Tainas, his Tainas came before the yontif. Then he can't eat because Chachamim came afterwards. But if it's already in Megillas Tainas and says you have to celebrate this day as a yontif, You can't do a hesped. You can't fast. Then tevatok zerusenu is nidroi. Then our gzera, our yontif comes before his neder of fasting. Tana rabbanan ad mosai oichal v'shoisa. So Rashi says this goes even in a tainus yachid. Even not only the tanesim that we're talking about for rain, but even a tainus yachid. Ad shiyala amuda shachar. I think we're very familiar with this halacha. Sometimes people want to have a good fast, the easy fast, so they wake up really early. Get up, you know, before at least 4 o'clock in the morning. They wake up. Is that okay? So the Gemara says, "Atchiyala amud hashachar." Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer bar Shimon Oimer, ad kiroyis hagever. It's slightly earlier. Remember, we even mentioned the other day. I don't know the other day. Maybe it was a month ago. We're talking about the rooster. What's the big chachma? No, sech vivino. Oh, he chaps that it's morning. Everybody, you look outside, you see the sun. No, the rooster does it before morning, before Alois HaShach. He's telling you, it's going to be morning in 10 minutes, before anybody else chaps. That's the Chachma. So, Kerois HaGever, that the rooster crows, is earlier than Amud HaShach. Rashi says it's the first crow. That's okay if he didn't finish his meal at night, he had a nice Suda preparing for this fast. He already has a Chadas. He already says, that's it, I'm not going to eat anymore. So he can't break his fast. He can't just get up in the middle of the night and eat. It says that even if he finished the meal, he could get up and eat. It says Gemara Hasam Kishli Sile. They had those little TV table dinner, whatever you call them, those folding tables that everybody had their own little table, right? When we learned Pesachim, we were very into the tables. If you move the table away, that means it's over. Meal's over. Finished. If you didn't move the table away, then you say you could continue eating, even though he finished the meal, his table's still there, he could continue eating. Igadamri Omarova. Loishanu Elo Kishalo Yoshan. This is how he passing, says Rashi. And this is what we do today. If a person didn't go to sleep, then he could continue eating. Doesn't matter. He finished dinner, finished supper. He could go 2 hours later, eat again. Nachamol, take a snack. Aval Yoshan. Once he slept, that's a hefsek. And that hefsek, einoy oichol. So, la'alocha, if you sleep a shenas keva, a serious sleep, then you can't break your fast. You can't. Now, a person makes a tnai before he goes to sleep. And he says, I intend on waking up at 4 in the morning, so it's not a hefsek. Then he could break his fast. What about if he didn't say so? He didn't make a tnai. As a child, you have to say it. Bepeh, could he think about it? But what if he didn't make any tnai? But every day when he wakes up in the morning, he takes a drink of water. So, l'chatchila, he shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet, it's okay. Because, since that's his way, it's as if he made a tnai. Because every day, this is what he does. He gets up, takes a drink of water. Some people don't. Some people brush their teeth and run to shul. Some people don't brush their teeth. Whatever. That's a different story. But not everybody drinks water in the morning. So if that's your thing and you didn't make it tnai, you're okay. You might be able to drink. But the best thing is, bottom line is, the best thing is to make it tnai before you go to sleep. I'm going to get up before Alois HaShachar, whenever time that is, pretty early usually. It's way before Vesigan. And I'm going to drink. If you say that, then you're good. L'kula alma. So it says, if he gets up, even after he slept, it says in the Braisa, so you could eat. Sleeping is not a problem. Says the Gemara, Hosam binis namnim. A person wasn't really sleeping, not a Shenas Keva. That's what I said before. La locha shenas keva. No, the guy was dozing off. Heichi domi misnamnei. Omer avashin. Nim veloy nim. He's asleep and not asleep. Tir veloy tir. He's up, but he's not up. Dukor levane. You call his name and he can answer. By the way, a guy wrote me an email. Shlomo Goldschmidt. Kosev b'sefer Gaiva d'Elio. If you go to many other Daf Yomi Shurim, you'll see this phenomenon of misnamnim. I wasn't talking about you, Doc. Misnamnim. Nim v'loy nim. Tir v'loy tir. He's up, but he's not up. He's sleeping, not sleeping. They call him, and he answers. Now, I said this many times. I used to own a sleep lab. And in the sleep lab, I had to study sleep, and I became a sleep technician, the whole Zach. And one of the fascinating things that I learned, and I think everybody knows this, is that, you know, the eyes go to sleep. The whole body goes to sleep. The ears don't go to sleep. Ears hear 100% as we're awake. We don't hear everything. We do. We hear every single thing. Just the brain decides not to listen to it. But if somebody calls your name while you're sleeping, then the brain says, oh, that's an important thing. Let's get up. Okay. But anyways, it says here that Korle Vilayani. Vilayani Adu Risfar. Now, that was just because of... Taisus says, it's very interesting. Taisus says, we're talking about the beginning of the sleep. What's pshat? It makes a lot of sense. Because sleep has four stages. And the first 10 minutes, that's the lightest sleep. And that's what Taisus is saying. That's the part that you could call a guy, you could answer, not, you know, like when you have a sleepover when you're a kid and you're like falling asleep when the friends are talking, like in between that's that. But once you hit the second stage, it's not rapid eye movement. Notice the eyes are stationary. Then your body temperature drops and the heart did this. The whole thing, certainly not in REM when the eyes go like this. Then people call you, you're not going to be able to answer. That's why I think Taisus says it's in the beginning. Mamish, stage one, that's what Taisus is talking about. L'chayra. But anyway, the layout that I do is smart. What? Ah, yeah, okay, one second. The layout that I do is smart, but I forgot about the taco. The layout that I do is smart. You ask him something, you say, where are the car keys? He can't answer. Yeah, in the drawer. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's like, he can't think logically, but if you remind him, he'll chap. Sponsored, David Bays on Bays, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rather, that's by Adam Bales. And what's her name? Abigail Gittel Bas Pesach B'chava Rivka. And anonymously, as a schus for my siblings and myself. Omer Rav Kan, Omer Rav, three lines down. Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainas. A person accepted upon himself a Tainas and doesn't remember what kind of Tainas. Tainas Yochid, Tainas Tzibur. Is this just his own thing that he wants to do? Or he's part of the Tzibur fasting for the rain. Osur bin Ilas Asandol. Now he cannot wear his shoes. Why? As we're going to see in the next Mishnah on this Amud, there's different stages of the Tainas Tzibur for the rain. There's the three Tainasim that we spoke about, but there's also the Tainas that's coming up that we start getting more and more stringent. We start adding Chumras to the Tainasim. It starts off pretty easy. You can wear your shoes, you can do Malach, blah, blah, blah. Now all of a sudden you can't. So we don't know if he's part of this Tainas, and therefore, don't wear shoes. That's that thing that you say, I am going to do a tainus tomorrow. We see Rabbanon disregarding this halacha. They walk into the shul on a fast day with their shoes on. Ikpid is very upset. They might as well just eat. If they're going to break the shoe thing, they could break the eating thing. It's all the same thing. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to wear shoes. What's the difference? I am Kippur. This guy fasts, but he wears shoes. You might as well just eat. Abaye v'Rava, Miley, Kimisai Mea Panto. So Abaye v'Rava, they did something different. The Gemara is going to bring a number of things that you could do differently. Taisa says it looks something like this. They wore a shoe without a sole. This is how they walked the shul. If you're familiar with the Regina Rebbe, they say that the Regina had, he used to go b'machos there. He's very into malchus, and had like golden shoes or something. Something very, on the bottom, there's no sole. Gold without a sole. Azai Zuckman. Yeah, any Reginas here? The guy, I forgot his name, that owns the mattress store in the Merkaz, he's Regine. He's like a descendant, that's why he wears the, I think. Yeah, go there, yeah. Okay. Very nice guy. Everybody says he's a nice guy. He is a nice guy. Says the Gemara. Ikpid. Abay v'rova. Fine. Merei maru mazutra mechalfi de mimina. The smaller yimina. They used to. It's kind of painful, I guess. Wear your left shoe on your right shoe on your right foot, and your right. I still had a shy. Like, what shoe do you tie first? It's the whole, you know. Put the right and the left and the right, and now it's all mixed up. Okay, fine. I don't know what kind of shoes they had in those days, how painful, not painful, fine. Rabbanon de Bei Rav Ashi, Nafki Kir Chayu. But Rabbanon of Rav Ashi, they wore regular shoes, Sarvik Yodam or Shmuel. They held like Shmuel. Ein, Tainas Tzibur B'Bavel, Elo, Tishabov B'Lvad. The only one that we act with all these Chumras is Tishabov in Chutz Loretz. Om Rav Yodam Rav, Loiva Odom Ta'anisoy Upereya. If a person has a day that he has to fast, he could say, you know what, I have a reason, whatever the reason is, some Rishonim hold, it's any reason, some say it has to be very specific, a good reason, but he doesn't want to fast now. So he could say, you know what, I'm gonna pay it a different day. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, that, and this is Machlokes Rishonim, of course, that if a person has a specific day, he says, I am going to fast on this day, then there's no making it up. Also, let's say on a yard site. You can't make up a yard site because it's very specific to that day. You have to be bitzar on the day of the yard site. You can't be bitzar 3 weeks later when the yard site. So that doesn't work. So the first lashon in Shmuel is, Shmuel disagrees. He says, it's not a neder. You have to pay it up. The person just wanted to inflict some pain on himself. It's not nether. It's not like you have to give the tzedakah. Imatzi mitzayin nafshei. If he can, mitzayin nafshei. Imatzi lo mitzayin nafshei. If he can't, he can't. In other words, what does that mean? If he can't, he can't. He doesn't even have to make it up. He decided, I'm going to be bitzar today. I'm not going to eat anything. And then he decided he will. It's not a nether. So you don't have to make it up the next day. No. The opposite. Om Rav Yudom Rav. Loiv Adam, the same Amoira, Rav. Loiv Adam, Tanisoi, Upereya, he can make it up. Tamrita Kamed Shmuel Amali, Pshita, he doesn't argue. He says, Faker, it makes a lot of sense. Loyal, a nether. It is a nether. Nether me, Loimati Boy, the Shalom, Mezel, Mochel, Yamachrina. If you don't pay it today, you have to pay it tomorrow. A nether is a nether. and finish. So if you don't fast today, you must fast tomorrow, according to the second Lashon in Shmuel. Rav Yeshua Bereder, Rav Idi Iklal Be Rav Asi. Adulei Igla Tilta. Igla Tilta is always a Lashon of the best of the best meat. Either it's the third born calf to that cow, or it's a third in its years. Amrulei Litoy Marmidi. They made him a chashev gas and shtot, a great guest. So let's made him the best meat. Please have some. Amrulei B'tanisa Yosivna. I can't. I'm fasting. Amrulei V'loizev Mar V'lifra. Over here they want to bring a raya that you could just any excuse basically. But this is not just any excuse because he's with Talmid Chachamim. The Mechabedim Gedoy La'ador made meat for you and you're not going to eat. That's a big excuse. V'loizev Mar V'lifra. Just fast another day. What's the big deal? You make it up. This is a fast because I had a bad dream. Fasting is like fire on the chips or whatever. It's going to consume it fast. You'll get rid of that bad dream. Bad dreams seem to be an issue. You should fast that day. And then Mela, today's the day. I dreamt it. Today's the day I'm fasting. I don't want to push it off. Unbelievable. Even on Shabbos, if a person has a bad dream and is worried about the dream, so he'll have tsar. So it's better to be with tsar from a fast. Fasting, let's say, is a 50. Over here, it's a 90 tsar. The whole day is going to go around. Oy, I can't believe I dreamt this. It's terrible. Maybe it's real. Fast. Get rid of it. Now, that's dafka if the tsar is more than the fast. But what if the fast is more than tsar? A person is a bad faster, and the dream is like, no, doesn't really believe it. Then you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. All right? And like I said before, the Ramah brings over here that if you had a bad dream, you fast 12 hours. So if you dream, you took a afternoon, a Shabbos nap, and that's when the dream was. Now you're going to go into Matzah Shabbos. You go all the way into the night. It's a weird thing. It's like something that we're not familiar with. You break a fast at 2 in the morning. However, and he talks about it, if it's Yontif, Matzah Shabbos is a Yontif, then not really. Okay. Huh? I don't think you need a Kabbalah's Tainus for this. This is a Tainus Chalayim right then and there on the spot. L'chayra. What? He doesn't need. Leib, he says you don't need. He looked it up. You don't need. Okay. Baruch Hashem. But it's a good kashi. Shkoyach. Maitakante. But the guy fasted on Shabbos. He did an Avera. You shouldn't fast on Shabbos. He needs a takana for his fasting. Leisef Tanisa Tanisa. He should fast again. By the way, the tour, this is machloike. The tour says, in our days, you don't fast on Shabbos for a chaloim. And the Kavachayim, people would come to him and he said, no, you should have Tainuk Shabbos, but you should say the whole Sefer Tehillim. You shouldn't talk to anybody. And some people say, this is Shitas, that Bizman Hazeh, you don't even fast during the weekday. Okay, like we don't know, we're not into the Aruch HaShulchan, that if a person doesn't really care about dreams, he's not so into dreams and interpreting his dreams, he doesn't fast. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Oh, it's going to take me a minute now to find it. Oh, no. Not Mishnah. What did you say, Tashma?
I said Mishnah.
Oh, I thought you said Tashma. Big man. Mishnah. Sponsored. Latzlocha for Ruchnius for Shimshon David Lipo Ben Yehudas Bela. I looked it up. He has like another 8 Mishnahis. We're going to go way into Megillah for him. Because there's only like 3 Mishnahis left in the Masechta over here. Says the Mishnah. Avru Eilu V'loi Na'anu. So the 3 Tanaisim that we spoke about went and came and there's no rain. Bezen Goizim Shalosh Tanis Acherus Alatzi. But this is very easy stuff. So they go for another 3. What does this mean? Rabbi Isai, how do you understand this? What does that mean? Simple taich. You eat before the fast. And when not, you cannot eat at night. That's it. You're done. In other words, like Tisha B'Av. You start like Yom Kippur. Hey, good. All the way up to, but not after the night. Bekitzer, just like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, Belacha, Rechitza, Sika, Nilas, Asana, Tashem, Shemitah, Benoilim, Samer, Chatzois, we lock up the bathhouses Ovruelu v'leinanu. What if these three went by? No rain. Bezin gozin aleim oid sheva. There's another seven fast. Shehein yud gimel taniyas al tzibur. Total 3 + 3 + 7 = 13. What do you do with the seven last ones? Shebeilu masriin, you might blow the shofar, whatever the shot in the Gemara is. Now you don't just lock up the bathhouses, you lock up the stores. Basheni, and on Monday, matinim chasheicha, you open up slightly the door so people could eat from the makolot, only the food stores. You open up the chamishi, but it's Erev Shabbos. Mutar mikvah Shabbos, you open up the doors completely. Ovru eilu leinanu. These 7 days went by and no rain. Mimata bimasu maton. Business. You stop business. Bibinyin ubinitiyah. You stop building. You stop planting. Joyous planting. Be'erusin ubinisuin. A person who's married already. You're ready to mekayim the mitzvah. Don't get engaged. Don't get married. Ubishela shalom. Binalum chaveri. You ignore your friends in the street. You have a good excuse now. Kimnei odam anezufim lamakim. Like a person that's in chayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bad thing that we don't have rain. Ayichidim chayzim misanim. And back to these Talmid Chachamim that started the whole thing with Tanaisim, they'll accept upon themselves extra Tanaisim, Achi Yitzin Nisan, until the end of the Tkufa. Yotzin Nisan V'yarduk Shomim, and if Nisan came by and it rained, Simik, in other words, if it's already in Iyar, it's a Klala Shenemar, Haloi Ktzir Chitim Hayoim. I just want to say that the Rebbes, they have a Minog, that if it rains in Iyar, they go outside and try to catch rain with their mouths. You know about this Minog? Why? Because it says Ani Hashem Rifecha. Aleph Yud Reish Ani Hashem Rifecha. But Ayit Simin Klala. The answer is that Yerushalmi says it's only Simin Klala when it didn't rain up until that point. But the Rebbe's catch the rain on the year that it rained beforehand. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach.